the CRC's took a very large hit of $80 million over the forward estimates. That's about a 20% cut to the budget. And most disappointingly, round 17, which is underway, was cancelled. So there's no new CRCs until we have a review.
Just before we get into what the significance of that round 17 cut means, in regards to the existing CRCs, will this $80 million cut affect any of those? Will any of those be in trouble?
No, all existing CRCs contracts are safe, and that includes the ones that are just negotiating their contracts that were announced last December by the minister.
Last December, of course, was when the current coalition federal government announced or put out the call for new CRCs, for people to bid for the new cooperative research centres. Those have now been cancelled, as you say, with the cancellation of the round 17. How significant is that?
Well, that's the most disappointing aspect, even more disappointing than the cut to the money, is that people work on a CRC bid for up to a couple of years, but very actively over the last 6 months since the call was made to bid for CRCs. They've got a closing date coming up at the beginning of July. And so, unfortunately, those people will just have to wait and see what the review has to say later this year.
How many people or how many syndicates were bidding for CRCs?
There's about 25 to 30 out there at the moment. You know, in agriculture, there are ones like, the Northern Agriculture CRC, and that one was a promise in the election campaign. So that one may be considered separately, I don't know. But there's been bids in soils, safe and saved foods. Lots of companies like Coles and Visy and many of the R&D corporations and farmers directly involved in bids that have been just at the stage of signing up for this next round. So that's a really disappointing aspect.
Is there any way of knowing how much money might have been spent collectively putting these new CRC bids together?
It does cost a lot of time and effort and money to pull a CRC together, because most CRC are in the order of $20 to $30 million of government money over 7 years. So that usually equates to about $100 million enterprise by the time the other partners all contribute, because the government money leverages a lot of other investment. And so you don't pull together $100 million enterprise overnight or just on a few forms. It's a big deal, and people need to be brought along and learn to trust the structure for the new CRC or the proposed CRC. So, yeah, and what we would normally expect is of those 25, maybe 15 to 20 would end up being submitted, and maybe half of them might secure some funding.
You mentioned there the Northern Australia, the bid for a Northern Australia CRC in particular, which, as you say, was really coming out of the federal government's very clear policy commitment before this budget, at least anyway, very clear policy indication that they are very interested in Northern Australian development. How significant is it that CRC in particular might be stalled?
Mentioned in the letter to me as a potentially separate one, and there's going to be some negotiation. So I imagine the government will, make every effort to fulfil their promise there. But I know the government is quite committed, and there's a lot that can be achieved. I was actually only today had a meeting with the syndicate, and it's very exciting of trying to free up capital flows into Northern Australia and really identifying what are the real pinch points that are slowing down investment in northern agriculture. And I left the meeting very confident that this group was really bringing together a very important and useful proposal. So my feeling is that hopefully that one may see some investment, but it's certainly not up to the association. They'll have to talk directly with the government.
At what point were you told, Tony Peacock, as the chief executive of the CRC Association, at what point were you told that this cut was coming?
Oh, as the treasurer stood up, I got a phone call. That's how it works every year. That's not unusual. I don't get any indication beforehand. We're too small to put staff into the lock-up because it's a small association, so the government makes arrangements, and that's happened with either side.
Were you surprised?
Oh, yeah, and pretty devastated. You know, we thought we'd got our message across really well, and we saw that in the election campaign that the government had promised a new CRC, so we knew that they know the value of the program. And, you know, we thought we'd been well understood, but obviously we've got to reinforce that message, bring it home. I've run R&D corporations in the rural sector, I've worked for universities, worked for most of these schemes. And, you know, the CRC scheme just works so well, but it's no good just us knowing that. We've got to reinforce our efforts and prove that again in the upcoming review and hopefully get a little bit more support back for the program.
How hopeful are you that once this review is completed and the government looks at this again mid-year, that there may be some more of that funding forthcoming, or do you think that $80 million is just gone?
Well, the last really serious look we had at a sort of, if you like, real root and branch look at the science program in Australia was back in the Howard government when Nick Minchin was actually science minister. And we did very well out of that program called Back in Australia's Ability. CRCs were seen to be performing, and there's no doubt they do. And so if we get a genuine look in the review, and I have no reason to think we wouldn't, I would hope that we'd be able to make our case back to government as money becomes available, because, you know, even the way they invest in new things like the medical research fund, funding in a CRC-like way, a cooperative way, is such an effective way. It's admired around the world. The Taiwanese just had me up talking about the program. The Americans love this program. The British and European Horizons 20 program are very interested in a whole range of the proposals that are out there at the moment.